News release: Citizens Climate Lobby. The Longmont City Council has endorsed a major piece of national climate legislation under consideration in Congress, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, H.R. 2307, of 2021. The Council unanimously passed this resolution of support at its September 28 regular meeting, joining over 150 local governments across the nation that have endorsed such a carbon fee and dividend policy, including 7 in Colorado and, most recently, the mayors of Fort Collins and Nederland. H.R. 2307 puts a fee on all forms of fossil carbon, levied at the point of extraction or import. The net revenue generated is equally distributed to Americans in the form of a monthly cash dividend. Border adjustments included in the policy are intended to help businesses remain competitive and prevent export of pollution to countries not having such a policy. More than 3,000 other organizations and prominent individuals have also endorsed the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And, by the most current tally, over 3,600 economists have supported such a carbon fee and dividend policy, stating that a carbon tax offers the most cost-effective lever to reduce carbon emissions at the scale and speed that is necessary, and the majority of American families, including the most vulnerable, will benefit financially by receiving more in carbon dividends than they pay in increased energy prices. The preponderance of evidence and modeling is now quite overwhelming, said Councilmember Marsha Martin, explaining her yes vote on the resolution. I do hope that this bill gets through Congress. The adoption of carbon tariffs in the European Union will make it needful that the U.S. tax carbon to remain an equal participant in global markets. Members of the Longmont chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby, CCL, first took the proposed resolution to the Longmont Sustainability Advisory Board, which approved forwarding it to the City Council. Chapter members then provided updated information about this policy to the Longmont City Council and encouraged council support for two reasons. One, the bill will make it easier for Longmont to achieve its goals of decreased carbon emissions, increased use of renewable energy, and improved air quality. Two, more endorsements for the bill from all over the country will create more political will for our members of Congress to take meaningful action on climate change by passing this legislation. H.R. 2307 will help cut carbon emissions by 30% in the first 5 years and is essential to get the U.S. to net zero emissions by 2050, the level necessary to maintain a livable temperature. Reduction in the use of fossil fuels will improve air quality, improve health, and save lives. The fee incentivizes the transition to a clean energy economy, and the dividend ensures that the transition is affordable for all. Acceleration of the energy transition will provide affordable, abundant clean energy and help ensure that 100% renewable energy supplies electricity for residences, buildings, and transportation. So far, 85 members of Congress have signed as co-sponsors of the bill, and key features of the policy, carbon pricing, cash back, and border adjustment, are also being considered in the budget reconciliation package. We thank the Longmont City Council for its vote of support, said Lyle Ruppert, a local CCL volunteer. Longmont joins a growing list of local governments that find this approach aligns well with local climate targets and gives businesses the predictability and trade support they need. Virginia Black, leader of the Longmont chapter of CCL, said, "We're proud that Longmont is taking climate action on multiple fronts. A carbon fee and dividend policy like H.R. 2307 will accelerate the city's climate goals. We're ready for Congress to enact this legislation, and so is the Longmont City Council."